Oasis Audio presents The Pumpkinhead Mystery by Gertrude Chandler Warner, read for you by Tim Gregory. Chapter 1. A Pumpkinhead Ghost.
"How does it look?"
asked Jessie, stepping down from the ladder. She stood on the lawn and looked up at the fall decorations on Grandfather's big white house.
"It's very pretty," said 10-year-old Violet.
She tied a yellow ribbon to a pot of purple mums. Purple was Violet's favorite color. She placed the pot next to the front door.
"Nice job, Jessie," said Henry. "I will put the ladder away for you when I'm done here."
Henry was hammering a post into the ground. At 14, Henry was the oldest of the four Alden children.
"That feels nice and sturdy," he said. "Are you ready, Benny?"
Henry, Jessie, and Violet looked down at 6-year-old Benny. They burst out laughing. Their little brother was covered in straw from head to toe. He was stuffing an old pair of pants and shirt.
"I can't tell which one is the scarecrow and which one is Benny," said Henry.
Benny jumped up.
"I am Benny," he cried. "And this is Sam, but he's not done yet."
"Let me help," said Jessie.
Jessie was 12 and often acted like a mother to her younger brother. She pinned Sam's shirt to his pants. She struggled to button all the buttons on the bulging shirt.
"Sam sure is a fat scarecrow," said Violet. "I stuffed him with a lot of straw," said Benny. "I didn't want him to be hungry."
Violet smiled.
"Scarecrows don't get hungry," she said.
"But I sure do," Benny cried.
Benny was famous for his big appetite. Henry patted the round stomach of the scarecrow.
"If only it were that easy to fill up Benny," he said.
Henry began to tie the scarecrow to the post.
"Wait,"
Benny cried.
"Sam doesn't have a head yet. What can I use to make a head?"
"How about a pumpkin head?" asked Henry. "We could carve a face into it and light a candle inside it at night."
"Cool idea," cried Benny. "That would be spooky."
"I would like some pumpkins to decorate the front porch, too,"
Jessie said. Just then, Grandfather drove up the driveway.
"The house looks terrific," he called out the open window.
The four Aldens were orphans. After their parents died, they ran away and lived in an abandoned boxcar in the woods. Their grandfather found them and brought them to live with him in his big house in Greenfield.
"Do you like my scarecrow, Grandfather?"
Benny asked.
"I named him Sam, but we need to find a pumpkin to make his head. I'm going to make him a spooky scarecrow."
"Well, would you like to come with me?" Grandfather asked. "I am on my way to visit old friends of mine, George and May Beckett. They have a farm. I am sure that they have pumpkins for sale."
"We'd love to,"
Jessie said. She brushed the straw from Benny's clothes, and the children piled into Grandfather's car. After a short ride, Grandfather turned onto a dirt lane. A sign by the road read, "Beckett Farm. Hayrides, pumpkins, flowers, and fresh farm vegetables for sale." The sign was crooked. It looked as though it might fall over.
"That's odd," said Grandfather. "That was a new sign. George put it up just last year. I wonder what happened to it."
They drove up the lane.
"What a beautiful place,"
Violet said. Fields and hills surrounded them. The leaves on the trees were turning bright shades of yellow and orange and red. Grandfather parked the car on a gravel lot next to a farm stand.
"This looks like the perfect place for you children to pick out some pumpkins. Why don't you look around? I will go find my friends."
The farm stand had pumpkins and pots of flowers for sale.
"There are so many flowers,"
Violet said, looking at the display racks. A small goat stuck its head through a fence. It tried to nibble on the flowers.
"Look at that horse over there," Henry said. "It is as black as midnight."
The beautiful mare grazed on the grass in a nearby field.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?